I'm Leah Fleming, and this is Powered by the People. Election Day is here. Millions of people have already voted early, and many more are heading to the polls this morning. If you're casting your vote in person today, here's a few things to keep in mind. First, you'll need some form of photo ID, your driver's license, state-issued ID, or passport. That'll all work. Don't wear clothing with candidates' names displayed, which can be classified as electioneering under Georgia law. And when you get to your polling place, you won't be able to use your phone inside the voting booth. No selfies with a ballot screen allowed. Emory political science professor Andra Gillespie suggests that voters bring paper just in case.
You look at that sample ballot and you realize that, oh, there's some elections that I hadn't thought about. Maybe if you wanted to just go and write those down and then step briefly outside before you go into the polling area and look stuff up and then make some decisions, then you can take that paper in with you.
If you experience a problem while trying to vote, ask for a provisional ballot, which will let you cast your vote and then verify your registration later. And if you run into long lines at your polling location, don't get discouraged. Anyone in line by 7 p.m. must be allowed to vote. You can find all of our election coverage at gpbnews.org, including information on ballot order, the five constitutional amendments, and the race for governor. This is GPB.